Now, we've got all you can get in anything you want to name. I told you that time and time again. See, a lot of times, you're not in the psychological mood. You see, to become a recipient of the things that are said here on this floor. And sometimes you just take them as a passive thing. Well, now listen, I'm not trying to preach no sermon. Of course, preaching is preaching. And this too, I want you to know this. It is not backed up by no organization at all. It stands alone and immediately to itself. The federal government and the state. And it's been on us. And we had an awful fight. And they just could have, if they had wanted to, through the years, put me under the penitentiary.
Right.
And set the penitentiary, Leavenworth, and Sand Sand, and Alcatraz, and all of them on top of me. And now some of the reason for that is we don't seek to break the civil law. Not that. But one thing about it, we're going to tell you the truth. and then abide by the consequence. I told you first that I had been beat up bodily, and they tried to make me take what I taught back. Now, I don't mean anybody with any education or anybody with any normal strength. I don't mean that. I was beat up by the black mud. And they tried to make me take it back that I had a vision. And they told me that Allah was in control. Well, I didn't doubt that. Because I thought I knew to stay in the rent. And if he wasn't there,
when you get into these things, a lot of things are said
that people just really don't understand what they are. They're just talking about themselves. Yahweh, whom they call Allah, is universal. There is no place that you can go. Even if you go to hell. Now, if you don't believe that, now I'm standing right here. I'm up here to teach tonight. That's what I'm up here for. And you call my hand. And I want you to know, you will not be out of order. I want you to make yourself at home, feel free. See? And don't make no difference how academic or insignificant that your interrogations or your questions are. I'm going to give you an opportunity tonight to ask me about it. I claim to have all the answers. And you have heard me say this. Really, I'm not intelligent enough to ask me a question I can't answer. Now, you don't stand around and say that's a good year without somebody telling you. And I've been telling you. They call my name. Yes, indeed. They made me cook. Now, I tell you why I'm so deeply concerned. Because you are living right down against the revelation of Dr. Rod, the Messiah from heaven. Now, get this straight. As the Apostle Paul said, he's not coming back as he was before. You understand? He ain't coming back crying around about all these people. It ain't going to be coming back. You see what they've done to him when he Now, if you don't think it's in that, I will read. Well, I'm supposed to know what I'm talking about. And there hasn't been anybody in 38 years. And I've been backwards and forwards across this country, both ways, and talked to the most brilliant, academically trained, scientific, and theological minds. See, there is in the way. Now, to get up and say that sometimes, you know, people think, oh, well, every dog will wag his own tail. You understand? You know, I've heard that. I've heard the wind blow before. They said them things. You see? Now, I'm giving it to you straight. Just like it is. You just got in this. I don't care what you. Now, I want to say something else. Now, I have shed many a tear. I would hate to see the tears that I have shed.
because of the heart of the people. And here's something else I want you to know that I know. He is just the natural, basic, fundamental characteristic of a man to be carnal minded. Now, if that wasn't so, then there wouldn't be any necessity of him being born, is it? Now, yes, one of them was there, told Nicodemus, one of the masters of the Sanhedrin Council. He said, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven except you be born again. See? There's going to have to be a change made in you before you can see. And let me tell you something else. Yahweh says, now my thoughts are not your thoughts. No, it is not your way. What's the difference? My way is just as high above yours, and my thoughts are just as high above yours as the heaven is above earth. Now listen, that's pretty long. And there's always somebody coming off and say, well, I thought so-and-so. Well, now, right there's where you're wrong. If you thought it, then that's wrong. Now, listen. We don't have to go into no long, drawn-out detail. Every last one of you sitting under the sound of my voice, you know this. That we have a multiplicity of religious organizations among the people. We have idolatry, you understand? We have some of everything. Now listen, that's just got to be. There's no way out of that. I told you the mother thing. Now, the man of sin, or the son of tradition, was right along with Joshua, the son of Yahweh. He had no other alternative other than to choose Judah. And Judas was lost that the scriptures might be fulfilled. I have told you the secret, time and again, that this satanic spirit was cast out of heaven and cast out of earth. And you have prayed in your body. Let me thank you that keep on saying the same thing. All of you that have been here have heard it read from one time to the other. See? And then come on down. That's what I mean. Come on down to the east. Now, if Messiah, when he gets down here, see, if he was back there, see, he couldn't fulfill the scriptures without choosing. See, he just didn't have no other thing. You see? Now, as we come down in the end of this age, I told you that. Now, what has to happen, just like Joshua the Messiah, that night of that last supper, he told you that I'm going to do we can give you just those people about it until we have to send it right down to Dido. I mean, you had to have a That's a life desire.
So that he could reach in the bed and stop with it.
Then he has to pass around and get to him and write that like that desire.
And the scriptures put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Stop writing in the
bed. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now then, listen. That's why I said that now. What have you got to pray me? And then begin to say, Lord, it is I as you have in your kingdom. But if you thought about stopping any business and having a church, and he told you, now whatever you do, good. Went on out. Of course, he had been up to the Sanhedrin Council and negotiated with him, but they were teaching the filth. He had already been up there before. So then, he and his 30 teachers of filth, and I was that 30 teachers. They are not just fans talking to these things. And you said, and the church was back there in the book, in the mosque. And then he said, the church is the silver of Christ. And this is what he said. He said, I have sinned. In that I have betrayed the innocent blood. Now I want you to see just exactly what I'm talking about. Now that was the end and the close of that dispensation. Now each and every one of these ages, there's nothing else but a consolation to. You see? And since it's nothing else but a constant repetition, and it's been that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It never has been. It never has done good. See, that's the reason why I tell you, if you kept on one place, you see, then you were able to handle it in another. That's if you kept on. Now, it's the simplicity of it that moves. It's just that simple. It's just so simple until you get your food all along. Get the point? Now, we have come down to the end of this age. Jerry Grant said in the papers and on TV, Madison Square Garden, that he was convinced that he couldn't say it the word. And then he thought that we were living in the end of the world. That is very important. I agree. Right. Now, see, if all the rest of the things he said ain't right, that's one thing. Now follow what I'm saying. If you can't do nothing with it without a pattern, you go by. And here's another one. You know what's going on? Can you be on the wrong side of the fence and just arguing down thinking you're on the right side of the fence?
That's right. Many people have thought like this and have asked me many times, say, how many have you got in your organization? How many do you have? The federal government wants to know that too.
Well, I don't want my time.
Well, Well, when we say we're a school, we have certain standards for a school to measure up to in order to be classified and rated as a grade A university or college. Is that right? Well, we don't meet the standards. We're so far above from the same standards. You understand?
Almost the lost in mind.
and there's a piece in the paper today. It's the internal part. You're not complaining about what the private is doing. It's the internal part. Part of the hive, you know. The gesture. Top man in England, David, which was all Cincinnati years ago now.
And one like Henry Stewart. That's it. Walked out in that man. That's right. And so far, it's what he said about the condition and the situation. And so he's going to have a call it a kind of a little meeting in August. And this, there's so many millions, not hundreds, I said millions, of Roman Catholics that are so righteous, Roman Catholics that are just here to be heard.
Now then, there's no sense of just having to talk about the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and the Protestant. They're trying to get together. They have been divided up into so many factions until they're actually the same day. This is the only debate. That's right. That's the truth. And now the political, see, let's mention about in this country, Democrats and Republicans. They don't make any bones out. They gave the Democrat Party to bust it up. And Herbert Hoover said, Herbert said, go strike here, strike you there, they do. Now the Republicans, no longer than tonight. Everybody knows this is the president. They didn't know that on their side of the And Nixon is a Quaker. And there are the papers up there on the White House. They know Nixon knows that. In that war in Vietnam. They know we know. Now, the country is in war. In order, they couldn't make no way out of that. They're fighting. I came today in the country. And when I was there, I was the only Negro that was in the home game. There wasn't nobody else that was me. And I will say, now, they treated me just this law of them over backwards. The people would say, ah, everything just, you know, it's just so monotonous, you know. You can just want to thank you for that. And then come to that side. They treated me so nice until I just was, helpless, like I was out of place being there, you see. Because they treated me so. Now, there's the Protestant. Rockefeller is over in Cornwall, over there now. And he has some interesting truth. And Rockefeller wanted to go to the top of the trunk. And they would make it. On the plane coast. They allowed us to drive people around. They just couldn't get out on the street over there and look like that. There was anything other than the Roman Catholic Church. We find them. Now they don't like it. Well, what I'm trying to say to you if you've got any sense at all.